Listening Part 3. You are listening to a PowerPoint presentation. For each slide, there are one or more pieces of information you should note down. While listening, make notes on the right-hand side for items 65 to 74. Answer 0 is an example. You will hear the presentation only once. After listening to the recording, you will have 5 minutes to transfer your answers for items 65 to 74 to answer sheet S30. You will now have 1 minute to read the slides.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly instalment of The Past Today. And I'm very pleased to introduce to you all Dr. Alex Lifeson from the London Museum. He's an expert in ancient Arabic archaeology and is here today to talk to us about the city of Petra.
While Athens in Greece can trace its history back 5,000 years and is still a thriving metropolis, other ancient cities were not so lucky. History is full of population centers that rose in importance and wealth before gradually, or sometimes suddenly, disappearing. Just two examples would be the mountaintop city of Machu Picchu and Uruk, the ruins of which can still be seen in modern-day Iraq. Way back in 3500 BC, this was the largest city in the world. It is not difficult to find examples of once thriving populations who enjoyed their brief spell in the limelight before dying out, leaving only ruins behind. One of the most fascinating of these is the ancient city of Petra, located in the middle of the desert in southern Jordan. It is hard to think of a more inhospitable place for people to settle. The annual rainfall is only 86 millimeters, and temperatures routinely hit 40 degrees centigrade in the daytime and then plummet at night. And that's before we even talk about the desert sandstorms. Yet the ancient Nabataeans, a nomadic Bedouin tribe who roamed the Arabian desert in search of pasture and water for their herds, did just that. The hardy Nabataeans inhabited this particularly harsh terrain as long ago as 7,000 years ago, and Petra was built sometime in the 4th century BC. So, how did they manage to build a city, which soon became the capital of their kingdom, in such a place? And how did they survive? Well, firstly, the location was very important. It was situated on the trading routes for textiles, incense, spices, ivory, and other precious goods. Consequently, Petra served as a vital trading hub, where merchants and travelers from Arabia, Asia, and Africa could rest, find food and water, and also do business. In addition, the mountainous terrain in the area gave Petra a natural defense against would-be invaders, hoping to steal their share of the spoils of the trade. Another reason for Petra's success was the skills of the Nabataeans themselves. Due to a lifetime spent in the barren desert, they had become masters at harvesting rainfall and water management. Despite the dry climate, Petra is subject to occasional flash floods, and the Nabataeans were able to take advantage of this with an elaborate system of dams and canals. Their efficiency meant that Petra had readily available water year-round. They were also expert stone carvers, and the results of their efforts can still be seen today, with the mausoleum of King Aretas IV and the world-famous treasury building carved into the side of the mountains. Much of the architecture, surprisingly, is influenced by Hellenistic forms from the ancient Greek Empire. The Greeks weren't the only outsiders that had an influence on Petra, though. In 106 AD, Petra and the surrounding area were taken over and absorbed into the Roman Empire as part of the Arabia Petraea, under the rule of Syrian governor Cornelius Palma. Although the city continued to flourish under Roman rule for quite some time, several factors led to its eventual abandonment. The first was the growing use of sea routes for trade, which made the difficult overland routes unnecessary. Perhaps the final nail in the coffin was an earthquake in 363 AD. Which destroyed many of the carved buildings and the water management systems so vital to the survival of the city. Whilst the Crusaders were known to have built fortresses during the 12th century, they eventually left the area completely, and for several centuries thereafter, Petra lay empty and silent, a few Bedouin herders being the only regular residents. The once thriving city became little more than a curiosity to visitors from Egypt during the Middle Ages. It wasn't until the 19th century that Europeans, inspired by stories of a dead city in the desert, began to search for Petra. Perhaps the first was Johann Ludwig Burckhardt, a Swiss traveler in 1812. He spoke Arabic fluently and dressed as a herder, complete with a companion goat, so that he could gain access to the hidden city. He took stories of his adventures back to Europe, which in turn inspired the next wave of explorers. From 1828 onwards, this second wave of visitors included archaeologists as well as many artists, who painted Petra and took their impressions back to the West, and photographers, including missionary Archibald Forder, who, in 1909, took photographs of the carved buildings. These were later published in the National Geographic magazine in December of that year. All of this reawakened interest in the region, and more explorers and archaeologists soon followed. As the ruins were excavated further, interest in Petra grew. And with each discovery, international attention became focused on how to best preserve what was obviously an extremely important historical site. Beginning in 1985, the remaining Bedouin inhabitants were forcibly removed from the caves around Petra and relocated to new housing built by the government. Then, on December 6th of that year, Petra was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and after a poll in 2007, has since been named one of the Seven Wonders of the World. Petra has since become a major tourist attraction, hosting up to 1 million visitors from all over the world every year. While this has been a welcome source of income for Jordan, not to mention putting Petra firmly on the map, all the usual inherent problems associated with mass tourism come into play. Fears for the condition of the site due to such visitor numbers is not the only potential hazard threatening Petra's long-term survival. Added to the list can be the instability of some of the buildings, erosion due to flash flooding, problems caused by improper drainage, and rising groundwater. Not to be discouraged by these mounting problems, the Petra National Trust was founded in 1989 with the sole aim of preserving the site, while at the same time allowing access to what is surely one of the most extraordinary and impressive ancient cities ever to have been built. One can only hope that they are able to balance the needs of Petra with those of its fascinated fan base.
Thank you, Dr. Lifeson. Does anyone have any questions?
You now have 5 minutes to transfer your answers for items 65 to 74 to answer sheet S30. end of the listening subtest.